This is a very special time. I have the privilege of introducing this segment of our retreat weekend. I spent a number of hours working on this particular honoree ceremony. And I'd like to ask the assistants over here if you could put that first slide up. Our Leading Ladies is the title of this segment. Just a few weeks ago, I discovered a gem. And that was, for the first time in the history of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, we have more women elected to executive office level positions in a conference within North America. Can you say amen?
Amen.
For the first time ever, I fell to my knees and I began to make some contacts with all of the regional conference presidents. And I said, did you know? Have you heard the good news? And no one had the news I knew. And I said, oh, I'm going to have a good time with this. And so I started reeling them in one by one. And I said, I know you value your employee. And Lake Region wants to honor your employee. And we want to do it in the best style that we possibly can. And so I want to tell you, every single one of those conference presidents had each one of their conference treasurers on a flight to Lake Geneva. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
So if I can just show you the next slide, I want you to see their faces. And we are honored. I'm deeply honored. You've heard me talking about the judge all weekend, right? Have you been to any of Judge Judith Hawkins' seminars? I hear cheers. Well, you're not going to hear much more from me, but I have asked the judge, the highest honor that we have in this place tonight, if she would come forward and make a presentation to each one of you, and she will present you with a signed certificate designed just for your honor ceremony. And then we will have a gift from the hearts of Lake Region women and men. And so Judge Judith and Mrs. Valerie Crawford, we wanted to have a representative from the Lake Region Conference Executive Committee, for this is a very high honor for us. Let us say amen, everybody.
Amen.
Judge, it's all yours.
All right. One of the good signs of a leader is that the leader is visionary, willing not only to look forward, but having vision looking backwards. What an awesome leader you have here as your women's ministry leader in Lake Region. And for her to recognize that she has the position to exercise the power to give due respect to others coming along the way is a wonderful thing. Because sometimes we women will get where we got and forgot who helped us get there. And will not look back to say thank you.
That's right.
And so it is with great pleasure and great joy that I join you and thank you, Mrs. Doris, who has no titles behind her name, to recognize these special, special women. Now, I did a little bit of math before we call them up, and I want you to know that six of these women were elected to these positions since 2001. That means in the last 10 years, the brethren are starting to get it. Now, it was only the central states who had it together in 1988. But for the rest of them, they were past 60 years in existence before they figured out that they needed to have women, who make up the bulk of the church anyhow, in positions that represent our true contributions to the church. So, excuse me if I may have a sidebar. Those of you who are at my workshop, sidebar, y'all tell the GC. Just excuse me for a minute, a sidebar. The mic won't go, but imagine them over there. Y'all tell the GC who can't quite understand the role of women and women's contributions to the church. Get over it. Moving along. Apparently, your women don't understand that sidebar. But for those of you all who do understand the sidebar, say amen.
Amen.
Oh, they got it. They got it. Our first honoree tonight is Phyllis Ware Lee, who is from the Central States, the very first sister to be appointed, elected as a treasurer of the conference back in 1988, when that conference was just 38 years old. They got it. Where is Sister Lee? Come on up, come on up. Sister Phyllis Ware Lee is now serving as the first female treasurer for the Regional Conference Retirement Plan and the Office of Regional Conference Ministries in Huntsville, Alabama. Let me have another sidebar. Every brother, did sisters get to be in this program too? Yeah, of the Regional Conference Retirement Plan, at retirement, they are saying, hallelujah. I know they are. Because those of them who are not in the program are part of, it's called the 1000 Club, is that what it's called? 999 Club?
Something like that.
Those who are not in the regional program at retirement are part of the $1,000 Club. But those who were willing to see years ago the wisdom and value of taking ownership of their own retirement plan, going to retirement is like $3,000 a month. It's not, she says, it's nice, it's nice, it's nice. And did you know that Sister Ware Lee served a brief period as acting president of a conference? Did you know that? And so today, 2011, we're still trying to figure out whether or not women can be conference president. I'm just going to ignore that. We're so proud of you, and you are the first one who opened the doors, and we had to wait 20 years or so later before anybody else realized the door had been opened. Praise God you opened the door. You want to do, let's stop and let's show everybody what this is.
Okay. All right. Now, you know, I give a lot of directions here, and my executive, what do you say, Lake Region Conference Executive Committee member, she missed a step on her role and responsibility, so I'm going to help her out. How about that? All right. Now, here's what we're supposed to do, Sister Valerie Crawford. We want to tell these ladies the very special things that are inside of this box. Let me see. If I could just show them at least one of them. And do we have anything on the screen over there? Well, we should. We want to switch to Simpson. This is the artist that I told you about. And one of the first things that I didn't tell you the other day is that this artist from Detroit created 6 sculptures. But we could not afford to purchase the sculpture. And so what she did for the first time, just for these honorees, was to create note cards with the actual picture of the sculptures on the note cards. And another added treat in the very back of your box will be, she had a professional photographer to take a photo of each of the sculptures. And so I also have this gift for you, which will be a picture frame to place each photo in. And hopefully you will hang it someplace in your office. and know that another woman of strength, a sculptor, an artist, created this for you. And I want to tell you now that because we are honoring you, all of our guest speakers and presenters, because we are honoring you, will also receive a copy of what you have received from each of these artists. The second gift in this bag is a carved piece of granite, which I described to the audience before you came. And his name is Kenneth McKenyon. He's also an artist from Detroit, Michigan. And so he carved a piece of granite, and then he took wood and carved a natural wood cross and placed it on top of the granite. We know that you are women of strength and courage, and some of your decisions as it relates to fiscal fitness are tough decisions. And most of you serve in a predominantly male-oriented environment. I get it. I spent almost 30 years in corporate America, so I know how to win at the table with men. But the cross is on it to remind you that even though you are in a very responsible position, when any leader takes a look at the cross and you think about what Jesus did for each one of us,
amen,
it softens whatever tough decision you may have to make. And so I'm appealing to you that our pastors are very important to us, and we don't want to give an evaluation here, but pastors and wives are very important. They are at the local church level. And so when you look at that cross, I pray that you will have some sensitivity and that you will remember what Jesus did for you and for the rest of us as you make decisions regarding those employees that are under your fiscal responsibility in your conferences. May it be a constant reminder that the joy of the Lord is your strength and not your own. May God bless you. May God bless each of you. I hope I did a good job. And so now we can move forward because I think we've explained what's in these bags.
Sister Wehrle, I'm sure we're going to want to take a composite or a picture of all of you together, so could you just have a seat on that front row? That'll be good. All right, thank you. Our next honoree is Nancy Marie Jones. And we're going to ask you, if you don't mind, escorting our women up. Okay. She'll help you. If you come on up the stairs, please. She is the treasurer of the Southwest Region Conference, where the president is Samuel L. Green. Come on up. She is the second female to be elected treasurer of the conference. She was elected when the conference was 59 years old, and at the time of her election, the conference was 22,000 strong in membership. Thank you so much. Congratulations. Now, out of curiosity, who was the first female?
Our first treasurer of any black conference was Mrs. Helen Turner.
Helen Turner?
Yes.
And did you know that?
No, I didn't. But
so tell us a moment about Helen Turner. Is she still with us?
No, she was deceased a few years ago.
Okay, and when was she elected?
It was in the 1980s when she was.
Well, sister.
It was just before. Before Phyllis Ware. Yes.
Oh, Phyllis Ware. So she. What's happened, Sister Ware? Okay. So you were actually the second female.
Yes.
Well, that's all right. We take the seconds too.
That's right.
Congratulations. Thank you very much. This is the award. This is the certificate. We'll turn it around. These are the special certificates which have been printed for each of the treasurers, and then her bag. You can see it. It's her certificate. You have to do that.
I had my head turned. It needed my face.
Okay. All right. Our next is the treasurer of the Central States Conference, where Dr. Charles Drake is the president, none other than Tanya Anderson. Is here supporting you. All right. It says that she was elected treasurer in March of 2010. And at the time of her election, the conference was 63 years old. But again, you are the second woman. Who was the first?
Sister Ware.
Sister Ware. Oh, nothing like a sister opening the door for another sister
That's
to
right.
come in.
That's right. That's right.
At the time of her election, the conference was almost 13,000 strong, and we are so pleased that one woman has opened the door for another woman, and these seven women are opening doors for more women. Yeah. I think I'm supposed to be in the picture too. All right,
thank you.
All right, South Central Conference, where the president is Ella Dana Edmond. This is Marquita Mosley. She was elected as our, she's our baby.
Yes.
Just made it July 24th of 2011. And she is the first. The conference was 65 years old when they finally elected a woman. What's the problem here?
No problem. Just want to tell you that she is the conference treasurer for our pianist, Nancy Dudley's brother, who is president of South Central Conference, and that's Dana Edmond. Nancy, sit right, stand up, Nancy.
Is that your brother?
Yes.
That's her brother.
I didn't know that was your brother.
Yes.
Well, that explains why South Central finally got it together. We're so pleased and proud of you. And she just wears being Mrs. I know her enough. I'm gonna talk. Yeah, she real proud to be Mrs. So where's your man?
He's right there.
See, I told you. I knew that. I knew that. Right, go ahead. Wave your hand.
Can he stand up?
Yeah, we'll let you stand up. Go ahead, stand up.
Turn around.
She said turn around. As we listen to President Knight this morning, we understand that when women really are women of strength, it does take a special man of strength to appreciate
Amen.
A woman
Amen.
Of strength. We're glad you're here. Our next first female treasurer of a conference is someone whom I have personal knowledge of. So I'm going to do what Mrs. Doris has been doing all this weekend, and I'm going to take personal privilege. You see, back in a city called Charlottesville, Virginia, I moved when I was in the 11th grade. Elder Bliss was the pastor, and he started this church, and we moved there, and my father was a lay pastor, and the church became our church. And one of the first families who accepted the Adventist truth in Charlottesville, Virginia, was the Turner family. And they had a daughter who was about the same age as I was, or am, because we now same age, give or take. And Gwendolyn Turner and I grew up those last years in Charlottesville, Virginia, and it was Elder Bliss who put us in his car and took us to Oakwood College for Oakwood College Days. And we both went there, and I did a year, she graduated, and I did some other stuff, but I finally got a college degree at some point in time. So when Gwendolyn Turner Parker was elected as the first female treasurer for the Southeastern Conference of Seventh-day Adventists out of Apopka, Florida, they elected my friend. They couldn't have done a better, selected a better first than my friend, yeah. Gwendolyn Turner Parker. God is good. And because Gwen is now in charge of the money, there seems to be a, we're doing much better, aren't we?
God is good.
Oh. God is good. Oh, and for the record, our conference was 25 years old when we elected our first female. Just thought you'd like to know that. We didn't have to wait a whole...
Yeah. Yes. Okay, she should hold it.
Oh, great.
Thank you. Wonderful.
All right. Our next one is Zenobia D. Stewart, who is the treasurer for Allegheny West Conference, where Elder Frederick Russell is the president. This is another conference that didn't take that long. The conference was 33 years old when they elected her. Now, Allegheny West Conference, if you don't mind, is housed in Columbus, Ohio. I told the women at my workshops that I've either been fired or quit almost every job ever had. I used to work at that conference office, and I'll leave it to you to figure out whether or not I was fired or I quit. I'm glad that since my days there, the conference office has come to appreciate, recognize, and the value those. I'm not going to tell you what she just said. But I'm glad to see that the conference has begun to value women of strength at the Allegheny West Conference. Shall we tell them what you said?
No.
No, we won't tell them. We're just going to say it was 33 years old when they elected her, and we're so pleased that the conference has come a long ways, baby. Come on over.
Thank you.
We're very proud of you and what you're doing. Oh, I have to say something.
And I am Zenobia's mentor.
Congratulations.
And our last one. Okay. I guess there's nothing I can tell y'all, huh?
We need Valerie Reed.
We need Valerie Reed to step forward. Where is Sister Reed?
There she is.
First of all, we want to remember in prayer Yvonne Collins.
Amen.
For we pray that her family understands that we have the blessed hope and we grieve not like those who have no hope. So pray for her as her family attends
Amen.
To the burial of a family member.
Amen.
Standing in for your first female ever elected treasurer,
yes.
And it took y'all 64 years to do it, and you just did it. In 2009, better late than never, it's when you all realize that when you put women in control of the finances, we are skilled at doing that because we're used to taking nothing and making something and doing so much with so little that if you had anything, it's unimaginable what we could do. So because you now have a woman as your treasurer in Lake Region Conference, I expect, Mrs. Doris, that whatever else you want to do for women's ministry, it's done.
That's right. That's right.
It's done.
I know, but you know what? You're standing in for her, and she will be pleased.
She will be very pleased.
Thank you very much.
Now, let's just pray for the other two conferences that haven't figured it out yet. And for our seven honorees, let's give them a warm round of applause. Women, we are women of strength, and whatever task that needs to be done, send a woman to do it.
Let's give our honorees another round of applause. That's fantastic. We're going to transition to our next segment, but I want to just let you know that I wanted each conference president to have just a very special piece of memorabilia. And so we put together here at Lake Region a special souvenir program booklet honoring all seven of these conference treasurers. And I am going to make sure that every one of our conference presidents within North America receives a copy of this booklet. And I'll tell you one final thing, because I like to plan and plan ahead. I've already made contact with our church editors for our church magazines, and you know who they are. And I have told them that we would be doing this weekend, and I'm asking them, and I'm not expecting a no, that there be articles that you will see in those magazines regarding the honorees, our leading ladies. Can you say amen, everybody? We're going to get the word out and tell everybody the good news. And there is more to come. There is more to come. So women, this is the time to be prepared, because God has called you for a greater work. So just stay on the train, all right? It's going to be good. All right, Gerald, do we have some music?